Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We are Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today is Friday, February 12th, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 93. My name is John Nelson, known as Foot Coaching, and of course, joining me is the man, the myth, the legend. And I missed him only for a day, but still, it's a big miss. It's Yngwie.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend.
Good evening, good evening.
And thanks for hosting the show without me yesterday. And I want to thank you especially for not throwing me under the bus and saving me from Dan the Man.
Desperate Dan, wasn't that his...
So I'm here. No, I miss out for one day, and he's trying to get me under the bus already. Man,
he's testing me just to see how loyal I am.
Yeah, you're taking over the pot. So if you're wondering where Dan is tonight, as he's promised yesterday, no, he gave him night off. No worries, had a long day. We could take care of business today. I'm kidding though. Thanks for joining yesterday, Dan. We truly appreciate. Yeah.
Very much.
But it was good listening back to the podcast at 2 a.m. and saying, I'm going to throw John under the bus. Yes! Now I sleep better. So thanks for that. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm okay.
I'm okay, yeah. Preparing for swaps who didn't came.
Yeah, I'm looking at stuff. But health-wise, could have been better, but I'm not going to complain. I've done that enough, I think. But there's... cool stuff to do, objectives and some SBCs, and a very nice expensive SBC, but still one I will do, which I've been kind of hoping for a while. So good stuff for me.
Yeah, and I was making fun of you that SBC wouldn't hit. But there it is. I, without further ado, just take it away. It's your night now.
We got a future star challenge, cost 6.4 maybe to do. Yeah, you get a rare mix player
million
pack.
Thousand no, 100,000,
which is better than almost what you got on marquee matchups yesterday, so that's fine. A little bit more interesting, we got the Premier League player of the month SBC, and the winner was Ilkay Gundogan. Plays for Manchester City, and was a little bit surprised that it was actually cheap. But then, of course, I looked at the player, and I understood why. Because the SBC comes in at around 50k or something. He's an 86-rated center midfielder. You need one player from Manchester City, one team of the week player, minimum 83-rated team, and 80 team chemistry. So it's very cheap to do. But, of course... card has high attacking, medium defensive work rates, 4-star skimmers, 4-star wicket, all of that are nice. And then I look at the stamina, 75, and I was like, okay, that was a little bit bad when he's a high medium center midfielder. So that was a little bit annoying. Other than that, the card looks quite okay, actually, but the stamina, I think, kind of destroys it for me. If you start him, he's not gonna, well, he's probably gonna be able to last, but he's gonna struggle in the end keeping up if there's a box to box type of match. And I'm pretty sure most will try and throw either a Shadow or Hunter on him or something, maybe Catalyst.
Yeah, I need some speed, so probably Shadow. It's fine. I think the value is like on par, right? You can't make it much cheaper. You can't make it much more expensive. And you can't make this a much more interesting card than it actually is.
If they had boosted a little bit, maybe if they put 75 pace and 85 stamina, then I think it would be much more interesting, more usable as well. But at the power curve now, I don't think he's going to do the job. And I wouldn't do it to to use the card for SPC because you can buy a cheaper card. But of course, if you don't have coins and have lots of untradeable, you can do it because it's cheap to do. And then you'll have an 86 card to use in SPC. So that's, of course, an option. They could have boosted him a little bit more, I think, EA, just to make him more relevant.
Yeah, or you could see this is like just a fine card for non-diehard players like we are. If you're casual play, this is actually a pretty cool card to get into your team for not too much coins, though.
Yeah, it's cheapish, of course. People's going to get duplicates now and guess during this promo, so they can throw them in there at least, and they'll have, at worst they have 86 rated card.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's something there.
Yep. So...
But I mean, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. We can agree on that. Then we got a more interesting SPC, at least for me. I'm a little bit biased, of course.
Yes, finally a Juventus player.
Yeah. We've had a few of those. We got the Curtis Jones, future star SPC. Actually a player pick. He comes in around 420,000 coins, so he's not cheap. There's three sections on the SPC, and we get tradable packs, which we, of course, like. The first one is called Liverpool. You need minimum one player from Liverpool, minimum 83-rated team, and 80 team chemistry. And you get a jumbo premium gold pack. That SPC is going to cost around 40-45k to do. And then you got the England one. You need one player from England, minimum 85 rated team, and 70 chemistry. It gives you a prime Electrum players pack. Will cost you around 145-150k to do. So that one is a little bit more expensive, of course. And last is Premier League. You need minimum one player from Premier League, minimum 86 rated team, and 65 chemistry, which is nice. And you get a rare mixed players pack. So the SPC comes in at around 420k, of course, 458k on PC. It's a lot of coins, of course, but you pay a little bit for the Premier League taxes and the card, of course, as well. You get a player pick between the two 88 rated card. One is a left midfielder version where he is a lot more pace and dribbling, of course, a little bit better shooting. Or you can go with the center midfielder one, more well-rounded card, stronger, better passing.
So, much better defending, yeah.
Yeah, physicals. So it's interesting because both are probably
cool and good.
Yeah, but for me, I have the untradeable inform Mane card at left mid anyways. So the 88 rated center midfielder card makes more sense for me. So...
thing is, though, if you have the center midfielder one, you throw in a shadow on him. 95 acceleration and 93 spin speed.
Yep.
With 95 standing tackle and 94 sliding tackle.
91 aggression.
High. Put this card next to Kante.
96 short passing, 88 long passing, 93 vision, 91 shot power, 90 long shots, and... good agility, 84 agility, 82 balance, 83 reactions, 86 ball control, 84 dribbling, 84 composure. And this guy is 6'1" tall or 185 centimeters with the flat rate, so he should be decent on the ball. Can, of course, go for a more, can go for with an engine as well if you want to boost more. It would be kind of more attacking type, maybe. But I still think Shadow is a good...
I think you want a Shadow on him. If you want to use him in midfield, right? As long as you don't use him as a cam.
Yeah, you can also put Catalyst. He gets really good passing then with 99 short passing, 98 long passing, 93 curve, 91 crossing, and 93 vision. And with the pace as well, if you go with a catalyst. I think the shooting is fine, so you don't need to boost that. So either you want shadow catalyst, maybe.
Yeah. Nah, this is a pretty...
pretty cool card, yeah.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool card. And it's actually one of those cards where you, there's a... which screams like FOMO on top, right? So fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Because I don't need a midfielder. I'm fine, right? Now I'm like, but maybe I need this midfielder. He does fit in.
Yeah.
Perfect name to gold. Still my gold non-informed Jones, of course, right?
Like, yep.
Fits perfectly. I got Kante. He fits next to Kante. I got Pogba. I let Pogba play Cam then instead of CM. Is this weird? High. Yeah. I probably will. I probably will rebuild. I was holding off for a center defender, as everyone knew, actually, probably. But I think this is... it's almost a must-do. How long is he impact? How long is he available though to do?
You can do him for 13 days, so no stress.
Yeah, so you can actually do another weekend, wait for your rewards, and then still do him.
Yep.
Yeah, I do think the center midfielder is the way to go though, because you can much more easily fit him in as well, and he's much more well-rounded. I think, yeah, of course you need a left wing, that's fine, but if you don't compare him, I don't think he's better than Mane. So, yeah.
No. But of course, if you put a Hunter on the left midfielder when he got 99 acceleration, 99 sprint speed, 91 positioning, 95 finishing, 94 shot power, 95 agility, 90 balance, 85 reactions, 90 ball control, 91 dribbling, 90 vision, 85 crossing, 89 short passing. So it's really good wide as well. High medium work rates, high attacking, low medium defensive work rates. Then on that card.
Oh, the left mid had a different work rates.
Yep, and both have 4-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot, which I like, and trait is flare on the left mid as well. So both are really cool options. But I think I really like the center mid one. It looks really good.
I can't see for how much it goes though online still.
The SPC?
Yeah.
I think around 400 or something.
Okay. That's actually pretty damn nice.
Yeah, see, on if you look at Footbin now, it's 402 on Xbox at the moment and 480k on PS and 458 on PC from scratch.
Yeah.
So it's not cheap, of course.
No, but I think it's gone much cheaper than this, though. But that's a really cool card. This is.
He links to Rooney as well, of course. And
I mean, he's like big good at gang already, right? That's the thing. High and his strong body, big body. I'm so inclined. I've been practicing a certain formation this week, which. Of course, I won't tell on the podcast just yet, but if I got it running, I'll put out an on Patreon video. But he would fit that formations perfectly as well. So, yeah, I think I'll do him though. And in the least case, we'll get a proper review from you, I guess.
There's a big chance that I can give.
Come on. They're not a bit, not something like a big chance. What are you doing? Yes or no?
Of course, I'm doing it.
Okay.
So there's that was never any doubt that I would do this card or not, since I'm of course a Liverpool fan as well, and I'm really.
But you are.
Yes.
Oh.
Curtis Jones. I really like the way he's been playing as well. He's been really good, and impressed.
There's one thing about Curtis Jones which I find really interesting, though, except all the other things, but. He's like 6'1", right?
Yep.
Or 185 centimeters.
Yes, he is.
So that's not small at all.
Nope.
But he's just 68 kilos.
Yeah, according to Footpin, yes.
Yeah, I haven't checked myself or sent him a message. No, I got to...
Maybe it should. Hey, Curtis, how?
I got to be honest, I did not send him a text. No, no, to check that. Also, it would be very rude of me that, I mean, me and Jones, we haven't texted for a while, and now the first text I would send is, how much do you weigh these days?
Yeah. Can we trust Fitzpinner? Did they check with you before they did this SPC? Do I need to reconsider because you're too light?
No, but that is an interesting body type. I don't know what the body type is, but that is actually...
High and average plus, I think he is.
So high and average. That doesn't sound like 68 either.
No. So I don't... Yeah, he's not going to be a... He's not going to be a small guy in game.
Which no, what I mean, like if he's so strong and so... and so lean, so light that
he's gonna like fly if you push him. You mean?
Yeah, I mean 68 kilos. That's like Mertens.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I agree that it's a little bit strange to wait there.
I usually don't even notice these guys, but this one just stood out for me. Like, hello, it's like a blinking light for me. Like, hello, did you check this one out? So that's weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit okay. Why, Curtis, didn't you have breakfast?
Yeah, well, for a week.
So that's a little, I agree, it's a little bit, I wouldn't trust that. I think
you know what? When I put the podcast out, I'll make sure to tag him and ask.
Yeah, you can do it. Maybe he answers as well.
Yeah, maybe he just destroys your podcast, but you never know.
No, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
No, but in all seriousness, this is a great card, though. I mean, I'm almost inclined to compare it to Gullit to see, but I think he's better than Sanchez, you said, right? On paper.
Yes, a little bit better than Sanchez, yes. So,
Don't mention that. I remember when I said I want to compare with Gullit. Don't do that, though.
No, that would. That's
no. Don't little, do that.
That's a little bit.
No, but it's pretty. It comes pretty close, though. I think that's an awesome card, and I think I have to do him, just for research purposes already. And then you'll know tomorrow or Sunday we'll get a defender, which I was waiting for. But we'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. Anything is possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, after this team of the year, I keep saying myself that, yeah. But he's got almost 2,500 in-game stats, which is actually a lot, so.
Yeah, that's really good, though. So,
Pretty cool player. I think good SBC, you were dying to get him. He is there, so I'm glad for you. I think he is, reasonably priced. Not reasonably priced. He is... Definitely just good value for the money. Just no...
At least for me.
Yeah, I mean, the more I think about it, if you can't fit him, just do him. Right.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Done deal.
Yep. Should we talk a little bit about the Academy player that we got today?
Yeah, I was hoping we got all Academy players today. We were also hoping, sort of, at the start of the week that we want to have swaps, but... We said that during the week, said that's going to be more unlikely every day, right? We didn't get it. So, I mean, that didn't work out. No. But yeah, talk about it.
We got an future star Academy player. I think there's going to be three, but this is the one we got for now.
Yep.
Future stars Renier, that plays for... Borussia Dortmund in the Bundesliga, a Brazilian attacker. And there's quite a few sections that you need to do to unlock him. The first one is called a future star. You get 200 XP and you get a 78 rated future stars Renier card. You need to score 4 goals using forwards. That can be in any mode. So that's easy. And then with this 78 rated card that you unlock, you have an objective that called the boy from Brasilia. You need to score 3 goals with that card You get a 75 plus rare rated player and 200 XP. And then you have forward with Flamengo. You need to assist 2 goals using this 78 rated card. You get a 75 plus rated rare player and 200 XP. And then you have a promising start. You need to score using 78 rated Renier in 4 separate matches. And then you get 200 XP and you get an 82 rated Future Stars Renier, a striker. So that's cool. And then we have something called Futsal Fundamentals. Assist 3 goals with through balls using 82 rated Future Stars Renier. You get 200 XP and 75 plus rated rare player. And we have Crafting in Castilla. Assist 4 goals using 82 rated Renier in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece mode. And you get 75 plus rated rare player and 200 XP. And then you have Climbing the Ranks. Score using 82 rated Renier in 6 separate matches in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece to earn the 85 overall rated Future Stars Renier, which is a striker as well. And you get 200 XP. And we have Westfalenstadion wins. Score in 6 separate wins using 85 rated Renier in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece. You get 200 XP and a 75 plus rated rare player. And we have the final points. Score 6 finesse goals using 85 rated Renier in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece. 200 XP and 75 plus rated rare player. And we have Double Delight, score a brace, 2 goals in 1 match. In 3 separate matches.
Good thing you said that.
Yeah, in 3 separate matches using the 85 rated card in the managerial masterpiece mode, you get a 75 plus rated rare player and 200 XP. And we have Rise of Renier, score in 16 separate matches using 85 rated Renier in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece. 200 XP and a 75 plus rated rare player again. And the last one is called Consistent Performer. Play 25 matches with Renier in your starting lineup. And that will unlock your 75 plus rated rare player pack. 200 XP and you get an 87 rated Renier striker card.
And there goes your weekend.
300 XP as well. So you need to play at least 25 matches, 26 matches, actually, to
at
to
least. Oh, man.
At least. At least. But you can mix it around in modes, though, which is nice. I am going to double check the requirements for the Managerial Masterpiece, if it's still the 77 rated thing or not. Yes, it's still a 77 rated team. Maximum 3 silver players, 0 bronze players. So you have to be a little bit creative and choose your players wisely. But of course, you need to do stuff with Renier card, so he needs to start anyways. So make sure you do that. He needs to start for counting towards 25 matches objective. So that's always nice to keep in mind.
It's a lot.
And yeah, it looks cool though. Doesn't look bad at all, I think. And of course, he links to the Future Stars Reyna card, Strong Link, which I think is cool.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And you get lots of cards you can use in SBCs as well. You get an 85 rated card, an 82 rated card, and a 78 rated card you can use in SBCs as well. So that's also a plus. So the striker or center forward cards. The 87 rated card has from a footpin point of view, he's got 4-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot, and high medium, high attacking, medium defensive work rates.
I mean, I am glad these things are back, right? These were fun last year. I'm not too bothered by the card itself. That's the problem for me.
Yeah, but the card looks cool, I think. to be honest.
No, I definitely agree. But I'm like, yeah, where am I going to put him? But I'm a different kind of player, right? You know me. I got one squad. I would only touch objectives when I know it's like an improvement on my squad as well. And now I'm more like, yeah, you know what?
It's fine. Like I'm starting your
So that's the thing already. And like then from there on, it's already getting harder and harder to justify spending a whole weekend trying to get this one up.
Yeah. But still, 4-stars game, 4-star week for this. Nice. 88 composure without any boost. Well, he's well rounded. Maybe not the best jumping, but other than that, he's looking quite good for a striker. And flair trait, a 97 curve, so I'm pretty sure he can do some finesse shots. He's got high and average body type. And he's 72 kilos, according to Footpin, John. So
yeah, I don't know about this thing. I wish they made a card for me.
So, but the card looks...
I'll tell you my weight then. No worries.
That's okay. But you can put a hunter on him. That, yeah, 99 acceleration, 99 sprint speed, 92 positioning, 97 finishing, 97 shot power, 99 volleys, 97 curve, 90 short passing, 94 vision, 80 long passing, so he can play center forward as well. Fine. You can also use engine and play him a cam as well with 99 vision and 95 short passing.
Yeah. So, I mean... Yeah. Great cards, right? I mean,
yeah,
fun and card. It's a fun thing to do usually, but
it will take some time, of course. But
what does it cost? Everything, you know,
cost your weekend. But if you're not playing weekend league, then why not?
No, sure. I mean, I won't complain about content like this. I just not to bother about the player. Yeah, I think that's it, right?
Yeah,
it's fine. Like, okay, this is good, but like, it's also,
yeah.
I don't know. Let's bring on the next ones.
Yeah, we got.
I of course meant the new Academy players. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry,
future star teams. Yes, yeah. We're not forgetting this one.
I never forget anymore. I did actually make a note. Do not forget the team. It says really. And yeah, it was, you didn't throw me on the bus, but it was my fault though. I started drifting away from the subject.
We both drifted, I guess. The team also, we can also mention that the team now has, of course, the three extra players. Diogo Dalot is now right back. Reece James is a CDM. And Mr. Reina is now a right midfielder. Giovanni Reina, that plays for Dortmund. Strong link to Renier, of course. Well, those looks cool, of course, as well. I'm getting the Dalot card, of course, to use as a right back on full cam now.
I think everyone should just still go for the left back.
Yeah, I heard the left back is much better.
Market manipulation 2.0.
Yeah, but of course there's two cards that seems really popular at the moment.
Just a bit about Renato, I was just thinking he's 30 days, right?
Yeah,
so just it then, if you do like 5 matches a weekend, it's fine actually, you're not too rushed by him. So forget what I said. I think it's a grind, but it's a good grind. You can actually push it out. But it's also, if you do want to do it, it's actually, if this is your Monday to Wednesday, you can actually do it fairly easy in 2 weeks without too much effort, I guess.
It's a good point. But of course, a few people might have used their lower rated cards to do these player picks. So
I did.
I kept for some 77 rated teams, so I have the low rated ones still, so that's nice. But the team itself, there's two players that kind of at least, well, three if you count value-wise. That's, of course, the Giovanni Reina one. That's a million at the moment, a little bit over a million, the right midfielder one.
Yeah.
And then we have the striker Ansu Fati, the highest rated card, 92 rated striker, plays for Barcelona, four-star skin with four-star weak foot. He goes for around 3 million on Xbox now and 3.9 on PS4/PS5. Fati has high medium work rates, four-star skin with four-star weak foot, and he doesn't look bad at all, of course.
No, his price doesn't look that bad either.
3 million, I think I might have gone for Cruyff card, to be honest.
Yeah.
But of course it links to, if you have Team of the Year Messi, that's a nice strong link.
So does Cruyff.
Yeah, of course. It's not strong link.
Oh, that's fair though.
I still think he's going to drop a little bit, of course. But of course it looks like a good card. He also has a Player of the Month card that was quite a long time ago, that many couldn't afford to do at the time. Outside foot shot rate, which is nice. Looks like a very good card. Of course, he can play wide. He can play striker, cam, center forward. So, yeah, that's a very good card. And then we have the Bukayo Saka. He plays for Arsenal, right midfielder. Four-star skill moves, four-star weak foot, high medium work rates, high attacking, medium defensive. He also looks really good as a wide player. And he doesn't have any special traits, but other than that, he's very fast, quite agile, good passing, crossing, stamina 94, so... It's a really good card, but he's extinct at 2 million, so quite expensive. So, yeah, I don't think I can afford him. Well, I can afford him if he drops to 2 again, but I'm not going to spend all my coins on him. I would say maybe not your type of card, but the Anthony card looks like a well-rounded card as well.
Why isn't it the Mike? Not my type of card.
Because he plays for Ajax. So that's a problem for you.
Nah, I still have that, right, that Kleiber card there, right? Every time the game starts up, I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, a strong link to Kleiber, which of course is nice. So he looks interesting. That David card looks quite okay as well, actually. Decent price. I only wish that he had four-star skill moves. According to Footpin, he doesn't have it. But he's got high work rates. Not ideal maybe for a striker. But of course, the 5-star weak fit and 94 composure is really nice. And he's very quick. Very good stamina. 94 stamina, 95 jumping as well. So 92 finishing. So that's also a cool looking card. I think the Tapsuba card. Tapsuba, yeah, that plays for Leverkusen. Center back. He looks
very cool, actually.
Very good. If you have Bundesliga,
didn't we have like the? Didn't we have the? It's
but he's expensive, of course.
No, I was thinking, who else plays for Leverkusen, which you could link it with? But that's in Gavan, which expired today, right?
No, he plays, that's correct. I did that objective, so he's in my club. He links, of course, to Diaby as well.
Yeah, but he's left midfielder, so that's a bit hard to link, but unless you play like 4-3 or something with the, I think, third variant, then you can have like, you can do Diaby, Sinkhaven, and Tapsoba, and just have a perfect triangle.
Yep, so that's, that would be...
But same half, if you didn't do him, you can't do him, I think, anymore.
No, I think he's gone. But of course, the card is 780k now. I think it's a little bit too much because of not that many strong links. I think he's going to drop a little bit, but we'll see next week how much he'll settle at. Bastoni looks like a good center back as well from Inter. He's 6'3". He's got medium work rates, but he should be fine still. And he's quite agile as well, actually, and good balance. And if you throw, you can throw an anchor on him, and he looks very, very good.
Yeah, and I think many people would say he's not fast enough. But...
Well, he's got 81 acceleration and 89 sprint speed with an anchor. If you go with the shadow, he's got 86 acceleration, 94 sprint speed, so that should be more than enough. He's not that strong with the shadow, 80 strength, but of course the 93 aggression will help him. Left-footed as well, which is nice.
Medium. Meh, I guess that's all right. Yeah, that's, but I mean, he's big.
Medium.
Yeah,
as well.
So I was like, yeah. The moment I said, I was like, never mind, doesn't matter this year that much. Last year, I had a real problem with it, but this year, you're right.
Yeah.
So, that's actually a pretty cool card, which I didn't actually look at.
Yep.
Mm.
And this is also an interesting card, Florian Neuhaus, that plays for Mönchengladbach. But he's medium as well. But still, the stats are really good. 6'0", 3-star skimmers, 4-star weak foot, which is nice. He should be okay with medium, I think. He's got 96 stamina as well, 95 short passing, 90 long passing, 94 vision, 87 shot power, 95 long shots, 88 acceleration. He's got 91 ball control, 87 agility, 86 balance, 88 reactions, 89 dribbling, and 85 composure as well.
Saying that if you give him a shadow, that might actually look like a really good CM.
Yeah, I was going to say that if you put a shadow on him. That would give him 98 acceleration, 83 sprint speed, 90 interceptions, 91 defensive awareness, 91 standing tackle, 95 sliding tackle.
Huh.
So he would be a really good CDM type of player. Maybe not the best jumping and heading, but I still think you'll be fine. Because the rest is so good. So he's quite decently priced as well. And of course, you get a strong link to a certain Boateng as well.
And that's true. Around, if you did him, yeah, definitely.
It's around 270k now on Xbox and 328 on PS and 368 on PC. So it's very nicely priced, I think. And he might drop lower as well.
Fair point, so, actually.
Yeah. And of course, you can also. Ruben Dias looks like a good card. Some people probably think he's a little bit slow. But he's got 4-star weak foot, which is nice. Medium attacking, high defensive work rate. It's nice. 6'2". Power header trait, leadership trait, solid player trait as well. Without any boost, he has. 88 short passing, 87 long passing, 91 stamina, 85 strength, 83 jumping, 97 aggression, 89 interceptions, 89 heading accuracy, 90 defensive awareness, 91 standing tackle, 88 sliding tackle. So if you give him a shadow, he will have 84 acceleration, 88 sprint speed, 99 interceptions, 94 heading accuracy, 95 defensive awareness, 99 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle. And that's going to be a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, that's a good shot, though.
Yep. So, of course, you can link him with Dalot, both the left-back and right-back version, of course. Strong link to
Sembo. Especially with the left-back, I've heard.
Yeah, especially the left-back. And, of course, you get a perfect link with Cancelo. Strong link to...
Oh, good one, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, the Manchester City players... He's around 560k on Xbox, 590 on PS, and 660 on PC. So,
So you might be dropping off. So you never know what Yngwie would have here for this conclusion. But he'd probably be put back on in a minute now. So that's happening with live recording. But hey, search is live. I think that's all for the content, though. So we have to think about. Sorry, you dropped off, but you're back now, I think. Not anymore. Yes, you are back now, Yngvi. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you are back now. So
I blame Discord. Sorry.
Don't worry. I do as well.
This Ruben Diaz card looks really good, though. If he drops lower, then it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, definitely.
But I would hold off a little bit. I wouldn't buy him until earliest, maybe Sunday. Or during rewards on Monday morning for squad battles, or Thursday around before that. But the card looks good. I like it. Looks like a really good center defender with the strong links to, as I said, Cancelo and Semedo. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I like... I don't know if I like team one or two better, but I think the overall, yeah, it's not like wow, but I'm not unhappy by it either. I mean, there's some
interesting cards. You have, of course, the Reece James one CDM card. Of course, he's not as fast as the right back one. He's quite a bit slower, but it's a well-rounded card as well. But he's got high medium work rates as a CDM. It's not, of course, game breaking, but I've thought he would get something like medium attacking, high defensive. But thus, according to Footman, he didn't get that. And the card is around 590. It's more expensive than his right back card. So, it looks, of course, he's got good passing. Good shot power and defensive stats. Of course, the pace is not as quick. As I said, 78 acceleration and 81 sprint speed. But of course, you can go with a shadow and then suddenly he comes alive with 88 acceleration, 91 sprint speed, 98 interceptions, 89 heading accuracy, 92 defensive awareness, 99 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle, 91 strength, 84 stamina, 85 aggression, 84 jumping.
Yeah, horrible. Yeah, this is
pretty short passing. Yeah. So it's a really good card, though. I would be wrong not to mention him.
No, you're correct. Well, I hope you're correct, though, Yngvi, because I did Jones SBC just when you dropped off.
You did the Jones SBC, yes?
Yeah, it's for free. So I threw out Suarez. So Pogba has to come and scam now. And we'll have to see Dybala and CR7 run up front with the two of them. But team rebuild done. It could be interesting though. I threw in a lot of expensive cards, which I had in the club, but I'm not going to mention it. Like Hazard even, but I mean, I won't use it anyway, so.
No, that's okay. I've heard worse.
Yeah, so. Definitely. So there's that. No, we'll see after this. Now, but a team that I like this future star promo again. I'm curious about the next academy players though.
Yeah, I think we might get an academy player tomorrow or Sunday.
Because they definitely said players.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll get three. We got three last year, so but I don't think we got all three on the same day then either. So I think we'll get one tomorrow. So that's going to be interesting. There are some cool options, and maybe tomorrow we'll get the winner from the EA Sports Twitter scouting thing, French center back that we talked a little bit about as well during the week. So we're gonna see that. I think that will be tomorrow, that SPC.
Oh yeah,
so that's gonna be interesting. French center back.
Shall we do a podcast? No, we'll talk about Monday.
Yeah, Monday can be quiet, so that will be something that we can talk about on Monday.
Yeah, Monday usually is quiet, so let's see that. Yeah. Although this Monday, I've heard from a very reliable source that our dear friend Paul, aka Foot Dad, will join.
Nice.
So there's that. Not gonna play weekly game. You're gonna do objectives.
I'll do objectives, of course.
Okay, I'm a bit busy, but I really want to play Weekend League, so... I'm still inclined, like, maybe should I just put up some, I don't know, no stress, go to 14 or 17 wins, call the day, do it somewhere.
14 wins is enough.
Yeah, right.
Packs than 17. You get one less player pick, but I don't think that's going to affect you too much. And it should be less stressful for you as well. And you'll have time to do objectives, coaching, family time, and everything.
I doubt if the time off fits, but I was like, did you just mention family time? I already thought I'd forgot something this weekend. No. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. No, but it's mostly food coaching stuff this weekend, though, which yeah. I hopefully be able to tell, at least, yeah, you know, but hopefully be able to tell everyone else about soon. That would be cool.
But we also got something else we need to talk about.
Did I forget something?
We got a player review.
Oh, we did. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. So we got I'm just shout out as well. We got a new Patreon written in the form of Alexander or Alexinator 22, and he is a really big AC Milan fan, as I said. So what happened is he tried all days giving us voice messages for reviews, but those didn't came true. So he sent in a review by text. Yngwie, will you do the honors?
Yes, Alex Heath have tested the Moments Tonali card. So he has his review on this. He said, what's most appealing about Tonali is actually the fact that he is a medium attacking, high defensive work rate player, which was an absolutely scarcity in Serie A. Before, the best option was actually level 15 objective from last season, Duncan, which massively overperformed on Shadow with near-perfect defending and pace. What Tonali has over Duncan is the 4-star weak foot, which allows him to play both sides of midfield, better passion, better passing, passion probably as well, and vision, but mainly and strangely a shooting presence. As others and myself have found out, due to the combination of his stats, he actually has quite a nasty finesse shot and shooting presence from outside the box, which is very nice because he always comes from the deep and can come into space when opponents are playing 5-3-2 drop back. Apart from the passing and the shooting, what stands out are the obvious free kicks, which is 97, and corner kicks.
So you said as well on his review, though.
Yeah. What makes him a good CDM is his average body type, which makes it easy enough to challenge players off the ball, but ill with his dribbling and he's agile enough to turn with the ball under pressure, which is always nice. However, this being said, with his dribbling stats, he will feel outdated for sure in like a month or so, but playable if you want till team of the season. So I like the card as well. He's really good on the ball. Great passing with both feet. And of course, I've scored a few nice finesse shots with him. And his free kicks are really good. I haven't tried him on corner, so I think I might have to consider that. So that's a good tip, Alex. So there's different types of chem styles. You have the anchor and the shadow. And as Alex said, most will blindly put a shadow on him.
Raise his hand. Foot coaching raises his hand.
However, on anchor here, he still has 90 acceleration, which is enough to jog in front of the defense. Plus, he gets 95 strength to go with the 87 aggression, so which also improves the less relevant jumping stat. So the anchor might actually feel more noticeable than the shadow in this regard. So, of course, this is something we'd like to hear other opinions about as well. So if any listeners have any opinions about what chem style you want to use for the flashback moments to Nolly, if you tried him, feel free to tweet us or contact us and just let us know what you like the best. So that would be cool.
Definitely. Thanks for sending in that really good review, Alexander.
Yes,
appreciate that. Keep them coming. I won't promise I will read an AC Milan review every single day. But, I mean, that's why Yngwie does it.
Yeah, you have a little bit of problem since he's not playing for a different club.
He's not good enough for us. No, that's another discussion. We have R2 these days, right? I mean,
I think AC Milan is on the top of the table, if I'm not mistaken. So there's that.
Yeah, well, it's not like your club is doing much better this year. It's not That's our year. True. It's just not our year.
Next year, there's always
next I know, year. We can still win the Champions League, though.
That's true.
Both. And we need that Sandro SBC card to get boosted a bit some more. So.
Yeah, that's, of course, nice, I guess.
Yeah, you go enjoy your Jones, though, because I think we did it all today. I wanted to say something before we end the show. I got some messages, though, where we are getting those nice T-shirts from, which we were wearing on stream as well.
Oh, yeah.
You can just go to foodcoaching.com, and there's a merchandise section there where you can just buy the T-shirts, kits, caps, even like baby shirts and stuff. You can all get it there. It's all with the Food and Review official logo on it.
Face mask as well.
Face mask, yes, actually. Face mask, like coffee cups as well. I got my own room with Food and Review gear now.
Yeah.
So only thing we do not have is boxer shorts. But hey, who knows? Oh, down the line.
Down the line, yeah.
I wanted to do boxer shorts as well, but after the Manscaped commercials, I didn't dare go there as well. So maybe later on. But you can just, like I said, you can go to foodcoaching.com, click on the merchandise tab, and you'll go straight into the store. And if you purchase something from the store, you are directly also supporting the podcast. And if you want to support the podcast in any other way, you can go to Patreon. Just look at Food and Review on Patreon. And there's some different tier, which of course gives discounts for coaching, and you can listen to the show live. You can also just keep us going if you don't want anything in return. Just throw it in there. Join our community on Discord and keep this train rolling. Yngwie.
Yep.
If people want to see you rolling, that's a bad one though. But where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni. They can find me on the EA forums at LittleLan95. And they can find me on Discord at LittleLan95.
Awesome. I just teased everything else. So go check out the podcast and all podcast services. Have a great weekend. And Yngwie. Would you be scared if I now look at our mixing panel and saw you were on mute the whole time?
Yes, I would be a little bit stressed.
Yeah, don't worry though, I'm just kidding. See you next week, and I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 F-U-T.